Isn't this scripture beautiful? You know, where else do you see this kind of writing? Right? Let your light shine. Let your people see God. Let them see God in you, that you are salt. It's not like God is salt, so let him do all these things. He's saying, no, you are salt. You are light. It's up to us. He gives us that message so that we are those things. Isn't that wonderful that we have a God that would be so merciful and kind to us when we have done things that are not right before him? And yet he says, you're still my child. You're still the one that I've chosen. And it is you who I want to do this. What a great God that we have. We're going to have a little bit of fun. Today is Lantern Festival Day, and we're going to have some delicious food afterwards. And so it's fitting that we have a message that God wanted us to hear about light. And we have these lanterns. I remember when we were in Germany, Lee Chan would walk through the house with lanterns and sing, "This little light of mine." And we have it on video, I think, somewhere. And, you know, the kids were walking through the apartment in the dark with the lanterns beaming and singing those songs. You know, and these are all, that's what Susan was singing and reminding us of today. And those are very, very important songs. Very important songs. We most often, I remember people recalling what they learned when they were children growing up, and they have Bible verses and they have these songs that they learn. So let's not underestimate the work of the children's ministry in our church. Amen. And why we want all children in our communities to hear the word of God and to hear these songs. Yeah. So what does it mean to shine? There's a verse, we're going to have some verses and some other things today to help us to learn about how we can let our light shine. What does it mean to shine? In Philippians 2:14-16, we read, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish or tarnish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain." And so this is Paul speaking to the church in Philippi and telling them not to grumble. Can everybody grumble? Right? We don't want to do that. And we don't want to dispute. We don't want to fight. We want to be blameless and innocent children of God without this tarnish and blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. We are to stand out from this crooked generation that is grumbling and disputing and doing all these things. No, God says, not that. That is not who I am. And that's what you're not to be, because you belong to me. And so therefore, don't do it among yourselves. Because people are watching and they're thinking, well, they're just like us. Amen. So we don't want to do that. So we have to stand out. So to shine means to not be like the world around us. Don't be grumbling. And you notice it's kind of fun to make that sound, but really it's pretty miserable to grumble. And we do a lot of that. Amen. We do too much. And so it's very easy to grumble about each other in the church. It's easy to grumble about things we don't like. You know, grumble, grumble, grumble. But we want light, 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 shine, shine, shine. That's the Holy Spirit. That's what God does. So you can also, you know, tell children, that's not the way we're supposed to be. We don't want to grumble like that. We want to shine, shine, shine. And then they'll start to think, oh, this is fun. This is fun. This is so much better than grumbling. So I'm going to do it, right? We teach kids what Jesus wants us to know. It's so easy. Okay, so I told you we're going to have a little bit of fun today. And so what I thought we could do is learn how to shine, let our light shine, by using the word shine. And we're going to have an acronym. It's going to be for every letter in shine, we're going to have a Bible verse and some meaning behind it. So you can remember that, right? It's easy. If you want to know how to shine, you remember shine. And so the first letter is what? S. Okay, so you can think of these things yourselves, but the one that came into my mind first was save. How do we let our light shine? We want people to be saved. That's the gospel. That's where it all starts. We want people to be saved. Now, we ourselves do not have the power to save someone from their sins, but we know who does. Amen? And so we point people in the direction of the one who can save. And so, but we have to also remember that he said, you are the light of the world, right? So we have been given this power through Christ and in Christ to bring salvation to people's lives. Don't underestimate the power that God has given to us to save people, right? We want to save people. And there's a lot of different ways that that is going on in the world with the different, you know, people in the world that are trying to save people from fires that we had recently in town, the firemen, the policemen, the EMTs, all these different people are there to help and save people, right? Aren't they? I mean, that's what we want. We want people to be saved in some kind of trouble that they're in. We have doctors. You can go on, right? All kinds of different ways, nurses. But we are in the business of saving lives for Jesus. And Jesus is the one who empowers us. He's the one who gives us everything that we need. It says in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And so that's one verse that came into mind when we're talking about saving people. Shining means saving. We're letting our lives be out there and shining so that people will know the gospel, that God can save them from their sins, right? He loves them, but more importantly, he loves them so much, he sent his son to seek and to save the lost. Okay, so that's easy to remember, right? S stands for save. Pray about it. Live it. Read the Bible. Look for it and do it, right? Amen. Shine. Next letter is H. Okay, it stands for help. Help. Right? To help, not shouting for help, but as lights, we are bringing help. We are helping people, right? So simple, isn't it? That's what the Bible says, right? If this week we had some wonderful scripture, very, very incredible and convicting scripture in Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6-8. Is not this the fast that I choose? The people were fasting and they were making a big show of it. They were telling people I'm fasting and making themselves look like they were very, you know, hungry and everything to make it look like, oh, look at me, I'm fasting and doing all these things. Why is God not blessing us? Why is God not looking down on us? Look at all the things that we're doing. And God says to them through Isaiah, is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of the wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free. Right? And to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? That's a fast, to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house. When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Not to hide yourself from your own flesh means don't hide yourself from your fellow man and woman. Very, very strong words, right? Don't hide yourself under a bushel, right? And let your light not be seen. Let it shine. Let it out. Don't hide, right? Be found. You're found, so show yourself. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn. When you do these things, then your light shines. Right? And your healing shall spring up speedily. We have been praying for healing, so we need to be mindful of that one. H is for healing as well, right? Healing. But help people. Helping people is so important, and it's so easy to do. We have to get out of ourselves. Don't hide yourself. Don't hide yourself from your fellow brothers and sisters in this human world, right? This all humanity are people that we are to take care of and share our lives with. And so it's so easy to do. You have to say, Lord, I'm ready to do it. Now help me to do it. And I'm going to do this in some way, right? And we've been doing that. We've been doing that in our church. We've been exploring this in different ways, and we need to continue to do it. So good job. Let's look and use our minds and hearts for God's kingdom that way. So we begin by, we want to save people, and we want to help people. We have to do it with our hands and get them dirty. We have to get into it. We need to look around us and not hide from the poor and from people who are in need, okay? Okay, we have I, invite. I stands for invite. As we let our light shine, that goes along with not hiding and not protecting our own goods and our own things, we open the doors of our homes. We invite people to church. We invite people to go for a walk. We invite people to go have some ice cream. I don't know. There's all kinds of different things you can invite somebody into your life, right? But you invite people through the light that you're shining out there. You open the door. You don't say, I'm going to look away when I see people that I should really probably be spending time with. And that's what God is saying to us. He says, no, you can't do that. You don't want to hide. You want to get out there and you want to invite people into your life. Invite them to know who you are as a Christian. Remember, we were talking about those three questions. Who am I? I'm a child of God. I'm a saved believer in Jesus Christ. I also happen to be an accountant, or, you know, that's that's how I make my money, and God gave me gifts for that too. But you can also invite them by sharing that. You could help someone who's having a hard time with math. You can help someone who's struggling in science. You can help a person who's struggling in some area of their life. You can just use who you are and let your light shine. Look for ways. There's so much need. And that goes, these all fit in together, helping someone. What's your strength? Use it for the good of someone else, right? Okay, so Lydia. Remember Lydia in the Bible? We have a Lydia in our church. She's a lot like this Lydia, I think. She's very, you know, she's really on fire for God. But anyway, so this Lydia is in Acts 16:15, and it says, when she and her household had been baptized, baptism, have you been baptized? Have you given your life to Christ? She and her household have been baptized. She urged us, those who were there, Paul, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay. And she prevailed upon us. She said, please, please come and stay with me and my household. Come and stay with us. Don't, if you have nowhere to stay, come and stay with us. So she acted upon this newfound love that she had in her heart, that Jesus brought into her heart, and she opened up her doors for people to come and stay with them. You know, it's not easy to do that sometimes, right? We feel like, you know, I got to clean, I have to, right? How many times you say, can I come and visit you? No, there's all kinds of things, right? But, you know, it's in the Bible. We're supposed to open. I think that people are probably less worried about it than we are. You know, don't let those things get in your way. You know, don't shut the door on something good happening when you have an opportunity because you feel shy or you feel like, you know, I don't want people to see me this way. You have to let people see the way you are. I went to a place in Germany one time. I remember there was a really dear Christian believer there as this guy. I was in his home. He invited me to his home, and I was talking about something. I guess I kind of felt like awkward because I'd never visited his house and everything like that. And he said, you know, this isn't a museum. This isn't a museum. You can relax and be yourself. You know, I was just very uptight and just trying to be, you know, the perfect guest or something. And that really meant a lot to me. I was like, okay, yeah, it's true. You know, I don't have to worry. It's not a museum. So our homes are not supposed to be museums where people come and they keep their hands back behind their backs and they look at the art and they kind of like, quiet, be quiet, be quiet. You know, my father was an artist, and one time he went to this really beautiful castle, and it was known for the beautiful architecture, and there was the most beautiful artwork was on the ceiling. And we went into this place with my dad, and he was kind of different. I mean, he was not afraid to say what he felt and to share who he was. And we were looking around for him, and there he was lying on his back, looking up at the ceiling in this place. I mean, it was like an untouchable place. You know, it's like called guards there and people all wandering around. We were like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, get up, get up. And he was like, the best way to look at this is by lying on your back and looking up at it. You know, I mean, it was. It was the best way to admire the art. We were all like, you know, trying to look up this way, standing up, and he lay down and looked at it. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, relax. Right, relax. You have to let go and not be so careful. Everything has to be perfect. You want to love people, and they can be very accepting. So Lydia opened her home, so we can do that too. We can open up our hearts. If we don't want to open our homes, we can open up our lives. We can open up ourselves. Invite someone into your world. What's the next one? N. The word that I have for that is nourish. Nourish. When we are letting our light shine, how do we let our light shine? By nourishing people, right? And this is a big one. In Matthew 4:4. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. It's not just about food. It's like of the bread kind. It's about the word of God. And so we let our light shine by teaching people what we know from God's word. We open up, we look for opportunities. How easy, we have told you this before, how easy would it be for you to take your dining room table that you reserve only for your family or for an occasional guest to sit down and eat, and you wipe all the things away and you put the Bible down on it and you invite someone to share the word with you. Easiest thing that you can do. All the things that we have in our possession are means and vessels for helping people to improve their relationship with God. And it's free. You don't need anything except your home, your table, and the Bible. And then you need to invite them. That made a big impression on me when I first heard of a man at a church telling me that he did that. And I've tried to imitate him all the time ever since then. As much as I can. Want to come over? And we can just talk, and I'll share what I believe in the Bible with you. Try it, right? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. 1 Peter 2:2 says, like newborn infants, long for this pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. Right? All these verses come into view when we think about letting our light shine. Long for the pure spiritual milk. We ourselves, that's the kind of people we are. That comes through, and the light shines through us when we have the word of God nourishing our hearts and nourishing our bodies. And don't underestimate that the word of God can heal you inside your physical body, can heal your emotional distress, can heal and bring you into wholeness in many, many ways that we don't use, and they're all here free. Free advice, free healing, free wholeness coming into our body through Jesus Christ and helping us. You angry about something, God can help you with that. You worried about something, God can help you with that. Right? All these different things that are going on. You upset with somebody, God can help you with that. Don't shake, don't shrink back. Go into it, get it out, pull it out. You know, and use what God has given us so freely. Psalm 1, when you read through Psalm 1, you remember Calvin preached on this one time. Kevin Chan preached on this, talking about how the tree is nourished by the water that is flowing by it. And in the same way, the word of God, the man who is wise, will spend day and night in the word of God because he's being nourished, just the same way that the water nourishes the tree, and then the tree blooms. It's not there to be a nice illustration. It's the truth, and it's real. And all we need to do is try it, and we'll find that out. People will know when you've been reading your Bible. People will know when you've been praying, because the Spirit of God uses you when you do. It's not of your own doing. It's of his doing. But when we obey and we do those things, it will shine. And then we just have to be prepared when people say, hey, what's going on with you? And you're like, what? And then they start to talk to you a little bit about what they noticed about, and they trust you, and they're thinking, maybe you have something that I need in my life. Okay, the last one is E, S-H-I-N-E, shine, right? The last one, I chose the word elevate. Elevate. Why? Well, elevate, if you look in the Bible, you may find it in some versions, but I really feel that we can trust the Holy Spirit sometimes when he talks to us. And there's a lot of things that come in through the Bible without using that exact word. But I think all words are God, are territory and God's possessions that he can use for his glory. And elevate means to lift up. We are there to lift people up, right? 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Encourage one another and build one another up. Have you been doing that? You can start today. I'm going to start building up people that are down. And all we need to do is look around, guys, and see how many people are down. Right? Down, and they're in need of being lifted up and brought out of that, elevated out of the sin that is in their lives for part of it. Elevated out of the misery and the sadness and depression. They're not as popular as somebody else. They're lonely. They don't have life. Their life hasn't turned out the way that they wanted it to be. And so we are here to say, I have the way for you to be lifted up from that. And it's in Jesus Christ. My friend, let me tell you about him. Let me tell you about his light. Let me tell you how he took me. And I can relate to what you're going through because he saved me, right? He saved me. He helped me. He invited me. He nourishes me. He elevates me up out of life's misery and the things that get me down, sickness, whatever it is. He has the power to take me out. Let me shine. Let me shine and show you just what he means to me. Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10 are very close to my heart and to Lee Chan's heart because we had one of these verses at our wedding. It says, two are better than one. But it's not just for that. It's for in general. What we can do things effectively alone, but two are better than one. We can be more effective when there's two at work. And that's community. That's community, right? But it also says this, if either of them falls down, one can help the other up. That's right in the Bible. If one of them falls down, one can help the other up, but pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. We are here to light the world and to shine in this world so that if someone falls down, we are there to hold them up, to lift them up, to bring them back on their feet and show them they're not alone. And that is what God means by shining our light, right? John 12, this is the final scripture I want to share, but it's an important one because it's Jesus. He said, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. And so the crowd answered him, we have heard from the law of the Christ that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up on the cross? They meant, who is this Son of Man? And so Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. believe in the light, that you may be sons and daughters of light. And that is what Jesus wants from us, as his light that shines. He was lifted up. He was lifted up on a cross. And he died there for you and for me. And he was lifted up out of the grave. And he was lifted up into heaven. And he's coming back again. And one day we are all going to be lifted up and being with him forever in heaven. God does not push down. He lifts up. He elevates. He takes us all. And he does it through his humble service to all of mankind, dying on the cross so that we would live. That is the meaning of the tarnish, that he took away that tarnish. He took away the things that are making us blunt and not shining. And he says, look what you can do. Let's do it. Amen. Let's be light for this world that shines and shines and shines, and salt that shakes and shakes and shakes, and never lose sight of the child that is in you that God has given. No matter how old or how young you are a child of God, and he wants you to be happy about it, and he wants you to be shining about it, and he wants you to be shaking about it, and he wants you to be enjoying life and sharing the goodness that he has for you with other people. So let's open our eyes. Open our eyes when we go from today, out from this place, and even when we're in this place, and let our light shine.